Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good wonderful afternoon, good wonderful evening, all that good stuff. Because guess what? It's that wonderful Friday with the music coming. The doc has already called and said she's in rock with the music. She's trying to pull some strings. You know how you folk are, trying to keep your music to yourself long enough to be a problem. But guess what? Don't give up the ship, because we're on the way. Hopefully, a lot sooner than you think. So just keep listening, and let me tell you about last night's show. We took it off the map. We talked about stuff that should have been talked about years and years ago. But, you know, such is life. We've been dodging stuff for so long. So listen up. This is a situation to where we can only get better by the knowledge that we pick up along the way. The journey is hard. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got to go through all of that. I got to tell y'all the facts. You don't want to hear them, and I understand. But guess what? That's a part of the sacrifice. That's a part of the, oh, I got to do that too? Yes, you do. You got to at least listen to some of the travels that was taken just because of trying to get you here. So, if you can't understand that, my little young brothers and cousins and whatever else is out there listening, that's the sacrifice that you got to make. We all have to do something in this voyage, this journey, and this is yours. But tonight is going to be a wonderful night after all, because as we said, we're getting the music ready for you. We have a new lineup for shows coming up. Well, one of the new guest artists, guest hosts, will be Miss Ella Patterson. Yes, that of which is one of the best motivational fact speakers in the country. Yes, she's going to be on air. If I can convince her, I need your help, because she'll be addressing us soon, real soon. You know how the song goes. Act like you got some sense. You know, soon, but very soon. Yeah, that's what it is. And you just got to learn that sometimes you got to do what you got to do in order to get to where you want to go. You know what it is. You know, it's the same thing every week. It's the same soup just made over. But we getting there by leaps and bounds. I know you can't feel it because you just getting here. So sooner or later, what they said, it'll get greater later. Boy, you know it better than I do. You know it's going to get greater later. You just got to be able to endure until we get there. So keep the faith. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say right now. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. You got to. Because without it, you wouldn't have gotten as far as you are now. So, yeah. The success we're making with trying to get Bunton Rising off the ground, it is immeasurable. We are having help from all different sources, and it's just our lack of knowledge that's holding us back. So we're working on it. So keep listening and keep enjoying. And I hope you read the information on Facebook and Twitter today. We are growing, and we need your assistance with your music packages, your playlist, and you know all that. I know some of you all walk around with all that music tied to your head and stuff. You got some playlists you want to send in to compete against one another. So get get ready. Get ready. We gonna put some blast on. Y'all gonna be saying, well, they moving too fast. No, your music wasn't good enough. That's what it is. So get ready. Doc gonna put on some music for you all tonight. Y'all gonna be saying, where'd she get that from? Doc got playlists, y'all. And she got connections. Yeah. So just get ready. Some of the best sounds you ever heard. And it's all gonna be from the Doc. A whole full hour or so. She says she's gonna try to get in here at 6:30. But you know, with all the traffic and stuff going on, Doc gonna be Doc. Doc gonna be rushing. I hope she don't get no tickets. You know, cause she just aimed to please. She want to get these contests off the ground and start trying to put something on the table to where you all can enjoy sending in your little playlist. Y'all like that part, don't you? So you can get a little something. But that's what it's all about. And all them little magic playlists you think you got that you've been listening to, they phony. They phony. It's folks sending in stuff from all over the country. You what? Folks going to be sending in. We start, when we really start touching bases, y'all going to be saying, well, they just winning because they got that East Coast music. Y'all know what that is, don't you? They just winning because they got that West Coast music. Y'all know what that is, don't you? y'all get nervous. But that's what it's all about. It's going to be a blast. But all you got to do is participate. You know the old saying, if you don't get in it, you can't win it. Yeah, that's all that is. Don't get scared now. Because I tell you where the music going to be coming from. I'm just hoping that y'all got dog meat strong enough to hold up. I don't want to lose no West Coast people either. No East Coast people either. Yeah, y'all hear me. So let's keep it real. I heard a commercial on TV today about a show that's going to be on OWN. I'm going to try to shed a little light on it tomorrow night. I hope I can while we listening at the blues. Yeah, we do the hip-hop on Friday night and the blues on Saturday night. And while I'm listening at my blues, I'm going to watch a little of this show that Remron and Tyrese going to be on. Yeah, I'll give y'all a little TV viewing information. But, yeah, that's what it's all about. Just trying to keep up and keep out, you know. Let them do what they do until our TV show starts. Yeah, we're going to try to do it all. We're going to try to do everything possible to bring assistance to Bonton Rising. I know it. You know, y'all like to hear that, especially you all with some ties to Bonton, especially you folk that say, well, you know, that's where I'm from. Yeah, you want to be from there now. Last week you didn't, you know, until you heard I was coming back. Now, you know everything is everything. Yeah, I be listening. Yeah, I be watching and everything, yeah, because I know what some folk would do as soon as you turn your back. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm from that school. What they used to say when I was dying, they was, been there, done that. If you're too young to catch on to that one, brother, you're in bad shape. Because I don't have a lot of them. I'm just here to tell you. We just want to keep it real. Put you in the front row and let folk know if you're really from Bonton, you'll be happy. You'll be more than happy. Yeah. You'll be what they call ecstatic because that's the way we do it, man. Yeah. That's the way we do it. So keep up the good work. Let's try to move on. If we don't move forward, we'll be like standing still. And that is really not any fun. I know you hear me. I know you understand what I'm saying. So to do what we need to do, yeah, well, you know Jeopardy is on. So don't even front like that. Don't even try. If you know me, you know Jeopardy is on. So let's just keep it real. Hold your horses, because I'm coming. Yeah. So everything is moving up and getting better. And if we just stay the course, you all will be seeing a different $5 in no time. Just a prediction on my part, but you know, I've made predictions in the past. And they was usually right too, wasn't they? I said usually, most of the time, you know, can't be right all of the time, but since it was me, I'm pretty sure I was right most of them. You know, I don't care how you look at it. Through crooked glasses and whatever else. No, if it was me, I was usually right. Yeah, let's not argue that point. Let's just try to be real. Keep it 100. Because you know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, you like that part. You like that. Because you know I'm telling the truth. So, tonight's show is going to be hip-hop music. I hope you're getting ready to send your emails in to doc@buntonrising.com. doc@buntonrising.com. And begin the contest. Be the first. Be the first. Let me hear from you. Call in and say, oh, it's on and popping. You know, that's Uncle Bill. Yeah, because this is me, and I'm waiting. Give me a sign. Give me a sign that you are ready to start the contest off. You're going to send in your music. I had a couple of nephews now. I'm going to tell y'all some facts. What nephew said, oh, Uncle Bill, you wouldn't. After being on the show Tuesday night, talking about his business inside of Dallas, saying that he was going to put me on blast for some music, send it to the public. And I had told a couple of people, man, some of my nephews blatantly lied to me. Stuff that they would never do when they was young, when they was kids, with children and stuff like that. So I just called them up while I was on air, you know, like I'm just about to do it a little bit, you know. And he said, Uncle Bill, you put me on blast, man. You had me on live radio. Derek, that's what I do. Oop, I called his name. God, dog, I wasn't supposed to do that. D-Wade, or Derek Wade. Yeah, so I put him on blast. Well, shit, you lie. You just a bald-faced liar. And when you lie to me in public, I put you back in public. All you had to tell me, and you know I done told folks this from my hospital beds and everything else. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie for you. And I ain't going to lie about you. You know them rules. You've been hearing them rules since you were born. I don't get nobody no limit talking about how you ain't smart enough to know you don't lie from no truth yet. You a liar and you don't know it if you're trying to tell him something like that. So he just blatantly lied. Uncle Bill, 24 hours. I have it ready for you in 24 hours. That was for Tuesday. Monday to Tuesday, 24 hours. If I messed up, if my math is screwed up, let me know. Tell me, Uncle Bill, you in violation. Uncle Bill, you perpetrating the fraud. I don't do that. So it's against my better judgment to even try to make something up. Because I don't know about nothing like that. I can only do facts. And so, On the other hand, I believe my nephew was perpetrating the fraud. I kind of think he knew he was lying when he said, I owe you something in 24 hours. And this is a musician. This is somebody that lives music. He's one of the best DJs in the country. And but without proper training, you know, sometimes you can't achieve your goals because you keep trying to do it by yourself and walk by yourself, but you're not walking with God and you're not walking with your uncles and stuff like that. So you missing the point. You know, what is it? You're trying to make all the money? You know that's impossible. Uncle taught you that when you was a very little bitty boy. You can't make all the money. You can't keep all the money. So don't ever try. Learn to share the joy. Because the more you share, the more you get back. Y'all don't hear me? But that's the first law of the pineal nature. If you a giver, when you need it, partner, you can receive it. You don't have to be rich. All you have to do is walk out your door and say, oh, I need something. Even if it's a slice of bread, people will be running to give it to you because they know you're a giver. This is what I'm talking about. This is the way I train my kids, most of them. But, you know, like I said, the other night's show, I was talking about decisions. Yeah, I done got off into this one now. I done got deep off into it. I was going to take a nap and sleep. I got a doctor's appointment Tuesday. I'm trying to build my strength up because I want to come back strong. Y'all ever heard of BC Powder? Some of y'all are too young for that. I know it's Friday night and there's a lot of young people listening. I looked at my Facebook pages a little earlier. I said, God, no. And I said, well, I can dodge some of these youngsters. I don't have to talk to them on my Twitter page too much. I looked on my Twitter page and I got entertainers from California. This lady done won Grammys and stuff. And she's on my follower. I said, I don't even know how to tweet. So next week I'll be trying to get me somebody in there that know how to tweet. Because what you can do is if you start asking for playlists nationwide, guess what? People will start sending them in. I don't know what it is about some of you Dallas folk. And I'm just holding it against you. I'm just holding it against you. Because too much of the time, you don't want to be the first one to make a move. Well, let me give you some relevancy with this. Last week's game, Carolina and whoever they was playing, Seattle. Carolina came out first, and they came out smoking. They even picked up the pace when the defense hit the field. They scored a defensive touchdown. I mean, they were smoking 31 to nothing the first half. They come out second half. Lackadaisical, complacent. Yeah, all of them big words I like to use on a good Friday night. Get you out of my business real quick. So I can go take my nap. And so complacent that by real close to the end of the game, Seattle had really, really, really made a game out of this. Y'all don't hear me. But Carolina had given up some games. Not very many, maybe one or two. But they had given up some leads in a lot of their other games. Some of them still came out victorious. But, you know, one or two, they had the games won and they still didn't win it, like the one they lost to Atlanta. So I'm going to put that on blast. But, you know, sometimes getting that good start, not that Russian start, not that good. If you knew about the contest, and some of y'all did, because I done told a couple of my little old nephews about it, and I know they talk about it a lot. Misplaced one of my best nephew's numbers. He'd have probably been putting out flyers for me. But I'm going to find his number tonight or tomorrow, apologize to him, tell tell him the rut I've been in for the simple reason I've been lost my transportation again. Golly, y'all. Why won't somebody from Uber knock on my door just to talk? With not trying to call them, they always ask me, well, when I want to start. I know I got a great voice, and I know I got a great personality and a great, wonderful attitude, but I don't drive. So I can't drive for y'all. I can't drive for myself. I can't drive for y'all. Quit asking me when you want to start. No, I cannot drive. I am blind. That's too much information. But back to the subject at hand. So my little nephew got kind of angry with me, told me I put him on blast. Well, if I talk on the radio, you play music on at parties and whatever else, you got a playlist. But when I call you and I'm on air, I'm on my job, you might be on your job. What I supposed to do? Tell my audience to... Y'all hold a minute. Let me see if he'll tell another lie and stuff like that, you know. Well, I had already told a couple of people he will lie a lot now. He will lie a lot. I just didn't know he was going to put me on front row like that. I just didn't know he would lie when after I done told him, man, you on the air. Me and you finna talk because I know you got a business in South Dallas. And, yeah, he got a car lot. A car parking place over at Fair Park where he parked cars, all the events and stuff like that. You know, big old lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every year, he don't even have, all he have to do is go out there with his flag in his back pocket, start parking cars. Fenced in area, gated, and all of that there. Yeah, just start parking cars. Which is a wonderful event. You know, back in the old days, so many people around the area had that same ability and that same truism. That's how they made their money that through the years was parking cars. Well, you know, they stopped that. They bought up all the land and all of that. They even put eminent domain on some of the property. But he was just lucky enough to be able to retain the property that was left to him. So, anyhow. He's a bald-faced liar. His name is Derek, and I'm pretty sure he'll be playing at some party tonight or some club. I just want him to know that if you're listening, you're a bald-faced liar. And anytime you lie to your uncle like that, you bad. So just figured I'd get that off my chest and tell folk. Hope a lot of my young family members is listening so that they won't lie to me, too. Because, you know the rules. You know the rules. And you also know that if you break them, there are consequences. So, suffer you must. Suffer you must. I had to say it twice. But to get on with it, I hope you all are ready to send your music in and just because my nephew lied and didn't do what he was supposed to do, don't feel neglected. Send your music in. We will listen to it. We will give it a fair chance because we have professionals that will listen to your music. Professional young people. See, you're taking it all out of socket. This is not no light socket. Just put it in your pocket. Because what we're talking about is professional listening people, and we don't want to bust nobody's ears with a whole lot of unnecessary stuff. So we're gonna listen to them, and we're gonna put them on, and we're gonna say whose it is. So if you send your playlist in with somebody else's music, and they hear it, that's your fault. You know, we just listened to it and played it, made sure it wasn't dirty and repulsive and all of that kind of stuff. Those are the reasons for the professional listeners, you know. But make sure it's not repulsive, not any blatant disrespect of other people and stuff like that. And then we gonna play it. And if you win, Well, we can't tell you what you're going to win in advance because we don't even know yet. You know, it's going to be some options on the table. It might be in a couple of months. Might be the first quarter, end of the first quarter. Might be whatever. Might be at the end of the second quarter. But, you know, trust. What did I just tell you a little while ago? I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie for you. And I ain't going to lie about you. And if you don't win, it ain't my fault. Just that. What they say down in Bunchon, chew that. Chew that. That's a winner. That's 100%. See, I done, Bunchon Rising is going to bring it up to 1,000 because y'all going to be sending your playlist in and waiting for your music to hit. And when it finally hit, you're going to go around telling everybody, Bunchon Rising, play my music, play my playlist, man. Listen at it, listen at it. And everybody going to be happy. That's what it's all about. Get you back on the track of happiness, true happiness. You know, Bunchon Rising is coming into the community with one idea, complete success. I know they're stating it a little harsh, but see, a lot of people thoughts and whatever is about success is just theirs. But ours about success is getting you to learn to deal with your neighbors, getting you to grow with your neighbors, with your friends, with your relatives and everybody else. And, you know, get on one accord and do what we can about putting Bunchon back on the map. You know, I remember the times when we'd be going up to Lincoln High School. I was visiting, you know. We'll get to that later on. But we'd be going up to see about the football games or the track games or the baseball games. Man, Lincoln even had golf and stuff back then. But, you know, it just so happens that some of the peak of growth before they really started changing the school systems up and realized they didn't have enough money to continue sports programs in mostly black neighborhoods. Y'all don't remember that, and y'all too young to even be thinking about it. But I'm going to put that kind of stuff on your mind because barriers and blockades and a whole lot of detour signs that shouldn't have even been there and stuff like that existed back then. Well, they kept saying about, well, we'll try to repay y'all for that in the future. We made some mistakes. And the future is now. Start giving us back where you know we really need help and you have the ability to help us and stop crying and whining and complaining. You know, put those laws really in effect to where equality can, God dog me, be balanced off in a sort of way to where it'll not only, God dog me, and I'm talking to all of y'all, Republicans, Democrats, and all. Because, yeah, you know, I've been a politician all my life. So, of course, I know some of the discrepancies that go on in all of the camps. So, you know, especially, how many of y'all Republicans and Democrats alike got high decision-making people of color, blacks and Mexicans and Asians, in on your team? You know, right up under you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of y'all ain't even met. And I know you youngsters, and I understand it, because y'all went to school with some. Y'all fell in love with some. Y'all got dog me, made best friends with a whole lot of them. So, you know, just keep it real. Keep it on the forefront of whatever's going on, because it's real. My queen is in, and she's on the line. Doc, Bunchon Rising, send the emails in, and y'all know what it goes. Yeah, y'all know what it's going to take. Let me hear from the doc so I can put you all on track, because y'all is just like an eight track. Y'all got to catch up with the queen. Doc Martin on this end.
Hey, hello, listeners. It's Doc Morgan here talking live with Mr. Parnell, Uncle Billy. And, Billy, I've been working diligently to make this radio station everything that you want and that I want. And so until we get everything technically in order, we are going to just hang out.
Hey.
Okay? We'll just hang out.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they like that. They want to hear from the doc anyhow, the doc and her posse. I told them that you had a listening team that was going to weed out all the repulsive information and all the cussing and put them in a contest where they designed to win almost if they got a great playlist.
Yes, yes. I've got three really good playlists, but I'm really trying to get this technically in order so that when we do offer this publicly that it'll be something that we can enjoy, you know, really enjoy.
Right.
I mean, our attempts for the past couple of weeks, I think we have to rethink this because our attempts for the past week was from a different mindset, to, you know, to fill the space. But it's much more important to fill the space properly and on point. And so what that means is that I will not put the music on until it is properly done. So what I'm going to do is come in the studio tomorrow. The show should start tomorrow at 6, but I'm going to get there about, you know, 3 o'clock and just work. And so we can have what it is that we promised. And until then, if it's not going to be right, we're just not going to do it.
I definitely understand that premise because, if it's not good enough to air, it won't be on Bonton Rising Radio.
And if
it's not ready, that's it. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Bonton Rising Radio is going to come in at number one. It's going to stay at number one. And as I said, we're going to put some teams together that you will love, our listening people.
Yes.
And that's
just
the way it is. Oh, that would sound like an old news.
So I think we should probably you can continue to talk, but I think we should say goodnight to our listening audiences and allow them the time to use on their own time and enjoy the rest of the day. And we tune in again tomorrow.
Sounds like a winner to me, boss lady. I was chastising one of my nephews. I on air the other night, he was supposed to have me some music over here by Tuesday evening. And when I called him back, he said, "Uncle, you put me on live radio." I said, "Well, I'm on live radio again." He said, "Man, you put me on blast."
Yeah.
He hung up on me. And so that's the kind of thing that we're facing from the inside. Yeah.
Yes,
and
I would.
So what we're about to do is tonight's show is of course going to be shortened because of the non-playlist.
Because we respect their time, and until we are able to deliver good quality sound and content, then we respect their time and politely close down for the day.
That means I love. I'll talk to you in a minute, boss.
Okay.
And y'all have a great night. And remember, Bonton Rising, we're not coming. We're already here. So get ready to see us walking down the street, riding down the street, whatever. Feel free to stop us, talk to us, because Bonton is rising. Y'all have a great evening, and thank you for coming. Bye.
Absolutely. Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.